This area was known as Little Flanders on account of its many windmills introduced by the Anglo-Normans. Jerry Myler is happy to allow patrons gain access to the well-preserved windmill at the side of Myler's pub. Just ask him for the key. In our audio piece, Jerry and a local expert, James Maloney, tell us about the area's most famous son, Commodore John Barry, father of the US Navy.
This is the only original windmill that's left in the Republic of Ireland. This particular style is known as a cylindric style windmill. It discontinued operating as a windmill in 1937, I think it was. Yeah, 1937. And of course, we are in the wonderful medieval village of Fens that later became known as the village of Tecumshan, or as some of the older locals used to call it, Tecumshan.
From listening to my father over the years of Tecumshan, and it was Tecumshan, which in Irish Gaelic is the House of John. That was after Commodore John Barry, the founder of the American Navy, who was born about 2 miles away in my uncle and aunt's residence over in a place called Ballysampson, which is about 2 miles from the townland of Tecumshan.